This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Barbara, this is
a big one.
We're good. The tension is building, right? I mean, we know this is a big one. We had a week off last week, but so did Alabama. Tell me what's your initial thoughts heading into Saturday night?
I want to jump in the bed and put the covers over my head and say, wake me when it's over. It's going to be a barn burner.
Yeah.
It's going to be the kind of game that you really want to happen and then you really don't want it to happen.
Right.
And I've been through a lot of those games. But as I was getting ready for this show and I start thinking about it on Tuesdays, I thought, really and truly, I wanted to ask you, do you think Georgia has in their mind, is it a Nick Saban thing or is it an Alabama thing?
It's a great question.
Because we go to Alabama and just collapse. You think it's Saban or do you think it's Alabama?
I think it's a bit of a Nick Saban's team being able to handle some of the bigger moments better than maybe Kirby's teams did. I know early on, I mean, remember Kirby got thrown into it in just his second year at head coach and, you know, a couple plays here and there. You know, that conversion. Don't get me, I know it's bad memories for Georgia fans, Barbara. But I do think, you know, Ding Dong the Witch is dead and it's a whole new dude with Kalen DeBoer and maybe Kirby can start something of his own and the other way with a win streak.
Well, I hope so, but I started thinking about the bottom line is that Bama has always been a team that's been in our hair. Mm. And I remember when we came in 1964, our first game was with Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And we just knew we were going to beat Coach Bryant. Just knew we were. And, I mean, I'm 23. Vince is, what, 30, 31, something like that. And we've got all these big ideas. We're just going to go to Alabama. And it was the first game of his head coaching career. And it was in Tuscaloosa. And I had three little children under three, so I couldn't go. And I listened to the radio, and they beat us. I think it was 30-3 or 33-3. They killed us. And I went to bed.
31-3, Barbara. 31-3.
31-3. Okay. It's still a bad score, right? Any way you look at it. So he walked in. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning when he got home. And I heard him come in the bedroom. And I said, I didn't know what to say, except, how did it go? He went, how did it go? He said, I got my you know what whip. And I said, well, we'll get them next year. Well, the next year came, 1965, and that was the year that Georgia people still talk about today. You probably were not even born in 65.
Nope.
But that was the famous flea flicker play. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, that's amazing. Well, Vince grew up in Mobile and played football, basketball, everything in the streets. At least that was the story he told me. Well, this particular year, Alabama was they were the national champions in 65. So we were trailing with time running out. I think it was 17-10, and he called the flea flicker, and it was a trick play. that he had learned playing on the streets in Mobile. And the play calls for a tight end, and the tight end at that time was Pat Hodgson, to run a hook about 10 yards down the field.
Right.
And his job was to catch the ball and then lateral it to a running back, Bob Taylor, who was trailing him. And Hodgson kind of bobbled the ball. In fact, I thought he had fumbled. But he shoveled it back to Taylor, and Taylor ran 73 yards for a touchdown. And, of course, we all looked screaming and hollering and yelling, but we had to go for two.
Right.
And we did go for two. Kirby Moore threw a pass in the end zone to Pat Hodgson, and we beat Alabama.
Carl, I'm looking at the...
my gosh. Second year as a head coach, we beat Coach Bryant. Well, I was so cocky. Let me tell you, nothing cockier than a 20-something-year-old. We got to the spring SEC meeting, and the year before, I had never met Coach Bryant. And so the year before, I was really shy. And I did not want to get near him because my daddy had talked about him all my life.
Mm.
And so I kept hearing him say, Barbara. And I wouldn't look at him. And he'd say, Barbara Dooley. And I still wouldn't look at him. And finally I turned and I said, what, coach? He said, come over here and give old Papa a kiss. Well, the next year, the year we beat him, I just strutted right by him. He was right outside under a palm tree with a group of people. And I said, hey, coach, how you doing? And I kept walking. He went, Barbara Dooley, stop. And I turned around. He got up and literally got in my face and said, don't ever forget, I'm the man that's made your husband famous. Well, Coach Ryan and I became great friends from that day forward.
Wow. Great story. And Barbara's talking about 64, 65.
The hook and lateral goes for the score, Carl, and it goes for two.
Alabama beats them the year before, and then you return the favor. But it's stuff like that. And Barbara, you talk about Bear Bryant. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Obviously, we're focused on Georgia and Alabama this Saturday night. But, you know, tell us what kind of man he was. Tell us, you said you guys became friends, because that's something that I don't think a lot of people know. We know about the rivalry. We know about what Vince thought and how well those teams were coached and how many years they went head-to-head. But what kind of guy was Bear Bryant for you?
Well, Bear Bryant loved women. And he made women feel like they were the queen of the day.
Wow.
And he would walk in the hospitality room. We'd all be sitting there, and he'd be looking around, and he'd say, I just want to tell all of you men that you all got out married, every single one of you. I mean, he was one sport, let me tell you, but he was tough, 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 tough. And you knew he was the boss. His secretary, this is a great story. But we'll get back to the game in a minute. But when Vince was coaching at Auburn many years ago, Coach Bryant's secretary wrote a letter to Coach Jordan and said, when we come to Auburn to play or wherever they were playing, he said, I need an extra cat in every room. Coach Jordan said, extra cat. She meant to say cot.
That's great. Barbara Dooley is our guest, guys. We talk to her each and every week. It's brought to you by our friends at Kroger. All right, let's talk about the game on Saturday just briefly here, because just that stuff you're not going to get anywhere else, guys. That's why we love Barbara. Barbara, I was not impressed. I was at the Kentucky game. I was not impressed. Obviously, I don't think anybody was with the way the Dogs played. But Kirby's had a week to get them right. But
he does. And
But I also think the quarterback, like Carson Beck, has got to play a lot better. And I don't want to put it solely on him because nothing seemed to work, you know, in that game. I mean, the offensive line, nobody was blocking. There were a lot of things that were going wrong. But they've had a week to correct it. But tell me what you think the key is for this Alabama game on Saturday.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Good night.
Well, I think that, and I don't know that much about football, but it looks like that they're playing. It looks to me like they're playing so conservative.
Yes.
It looks like they're playing afraid to do wonderful long passes, or they're not protecting Carson enough to let him make some big plays. They've got to. But I'll tell you another thing I've watched is this Milroe, the quarterback for Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to pressure him. And let me tell you, he can run. If you screw up his play, he'll run. If you give him too long in the pocket, you don't think he can throw, but he can. He can run and throw, and we've got to remember that. But we also have to remember that we've got to make him uncomfortable. And when you start making a quarterback uncomfortable, they start making mistakes.
The thing about Jalen Milroe, Barbara, was Vince ever a guy, they call it bulletin board material, if somebody on another team said something, because Milroe basically said that Georgia didn't sign up for 60 minutes of football last year in the SEC championship.
And it's all over the locker room. Are you kidding me? Watch what you say, buddy. You walk in the training room and say, are you ready to play 60 minutes? Melrose doesn't think we can. Oh, yeah. It's in their minds. So it's going to be a great game.
It is. I'm with
but
you.
I don't,
what?
I think it's going to be a 3-point game.
Mm-hmm. Close.
Right. One way or another.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a big scoring game.
I'm with you. Last year, SEC championship, dogs lose 27-24. It's a three-point game. You know?
3-point game. I'm sick of them. Yeah. I'm sick of them.
That was Kirby.
I know. Kirby is sick of them. And Kirby, I think he is the best coach in the United States. I really do. That guy has come to Georgia, and his record is on track with Saban's.
Yeah.
It's on track with Vincent, and it's on track with Coach Bryant. I mean, he's just come in like gangbusters.
You're right. And that's why he is who he is and why the program is maintaining this level of success. Barbara Dooley, we always love talking with you, and it is a big game. Do not hide yourself under the covers. We got to talk about this game next week, all right?
All right, deal.